Welcome to Unit 11 of Terminology in Healthcare and Public Health Settings. In this unit, we will focus on the respiratory system. Unless otherwise indicated, the materials presented in this lecture were adapted from the information available on the Medline Plus website. The objectives of this lecture are to define, understand, and correctly pronounce medical terms related to the respiratory system. In addition, by the end of this lecture, learners should be able to describe common diseases and conditions, laboratory and diagnostic procedures, medical and surgical procedures, and medications related to the respiratory system. The respiratory system works with the circulatory system to provide oxygen to the cells in the body. The respiratory system also removes the waste products of metabolism. Respiration is a sequence of events. Air enters the nasal cavity and travels to the pharynx or throat. The trachea or windpipe divides into two tubes. These two bronchial tubes carry air into the lungs. The bronchial tubes then divide into smaller tubes called bronchioles that end in tiny air sacs called alveoli. Alveoli allow oxygen to pass through them into tiny capillaries containing red blood cells. Red blood cells actually transport the oxygen to all parts of the body. In a similar way, the waste product carbon dioxide leaves the blood by entering the air sacs and traveling out of the body through the bronchioles, bronchial tubes, trachea, larynx, pharynx, and then out the nasal cavity. Now, let's take a closer look at the anatomy of the respiratory system. The nasal cavity, or nose, is the external portion of the respiratory tract. The nose filters small particles out of the air and warms and humidifies the air breathed. It is also the primary organ for the sense of smell. The pharynx is a muscular tube approximately 5 inches long that extends from the base of the skull to the esophagus. It is divided into three main sections, and it is the passageway for both food and air. The epiglottis prevents food from entering the respiratory tract while swallowing. The larynx, or voice box, connects the pharynx with the trachea. It also contains the vocal cords. The trachea, also known as the windpipe, is a 10 to 12 centimeter long tube that extends into the chest and serves as a passageway for air into the bronchi. It remains open continuously. The trachea branches into two tubes called the bronchi. Each bronchus enters a lung. Each bronchus further divides into progressively smaller branches called bronchioles. The bronchioles end in tiny sacs called alveoli. Alveoli means airspace. And finally, the lungs are pyramid-shaped, spongy, air-filled organs, which are molded into the thoracic cavity. The right lung has three lobes, while the left has two. Pleura are the membrane coverings that enclose each lung. The visceral pleura covers the lung. Perhaps the most well-known disease of the respiratory system is asthma. Asthma is a chronic disease that affects the airways. The inside walls of the airways become sore and swollen. When the airways react, they become narrower and the lungs take in less air. This results in wheezing, coughing, chest tightness, and difficulty in breathing. When the symptoms become worse than usual, it is called an asthma attack, or status asthmaticus. Children have smaller airways than adults do, which makes asthma especially serious for them. Children experience the same symptoms that adults do, especially early in the morning or at night. Certain things trigger asthma. These include allergens like mold, pollen, and animals. Irritants like cigarette smoke and air pollution can also trigger asthma. Another trigger is the weather. Cold air and changes in the temperature often trigger asthma attacks. Exercise can also trigger asthma. And finally, infections like the flu or the common cold can make asthma worse. Asthma is treated with two kinds of medicines: quick relief to stop symptoms and long-term control medicines to prevent symptoms. Bronchitis is an inflammation of the main air passages or bronchi to the lungs. It results in a cough, shortness of breath, and chest tightness. Coughing often brings up yellow or greenish mucus. There are two main types of bronchitis. Acute bronchitis is often caused by the same viruses that cause colds. It usually starts as a sore throat, runny nose, or sinus infection, then spreads to the airways. It usually resolves on its own. Chronic bronchitis, on the other hand, is one type of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD. The inflamed bronchi produce a lot of mucus. This leads to coughing and difficulty getting air in and out of the lungs. The most common causes of chronic bronchitis are cigarette smoking and breathing in other fumes and dusts over a long period of time. Treatment will help the symptoms, but chronic bronchitis is a long-term condition that often returns despite treatment. Pharynx or throat disorders are common. Infections can occur in the tonsils, which is called tonsillitis, and when the throat is inflamed, which is called pharyngitis. Sore throats are usually caused by a viral infection, but other causes include allergies, infection with strep bacteria, or upward movement of stomach acids into the esophagus, which is called gastric reflux. Head and neck cancer includes cancers of the mouth, nose, sinuses, salivary glands, throat, and lymph nodes in the neck. Most begin in the moist tissues that line the mouth, nose, and throat. Symptoms of head and neck cancer include a lump or sore throat that does not heal, a sore throat that does not go away, trouble swallowing, or a change or hoarseness in the voice. Using tobacco or alcohol increases your risk for throat and neck cancer. In fact, 85% of head and neck cancers are linked to tobacco use, including smoking and smokeless tobacco. If detected early, these cancers are curable. Treatments may include surgery, radiation therapy, chemotherapy, or a combination. Treatments can affect eating, speaking, or even breathing, so patients may require rehabilitation. Now let's look at some of the diseases of the lungs. Cystic fibrosis is an inherited disease of the mucus and sweat glands. It affects mostly your lungs, pancreas, liver, intestines, sinuses, and sex organs. CF causes your mucus to be thick and sticky. The mucus clogs the lungs, causing breathing problems and makes it easier for bacteria to grow. This can lead to repeated lung infections and eventual lung damage. The symptoms and severity of CF vary widely. Some people have serious problems from birth. Others have a milder version of the disease that doesn't show up until they are teens or young adults. Treatments have improved greatly in recent years, but there is no cure for CF. Treatment for diseases of the lung might include lung transplantation, which is surgery to replace one or both diseased lungs with a healthy lung or lungs from a donor. The physician may recommend a lung transplant for any of the following diseases that cannot be controlled in any other way: chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, cystic fibrosis, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, and primary pulmonary hypertension. Complications include rejection of the transplanted lung and infection. Pneumonia is an inflammation of the lungs usually caused by an infection. Three common causes are bacteria, viruses, and fungi. You can also get pneumonia by accidentally inhaling a liquid or chemical. People most at risk are older than 65 or younger than 2 years of age, or those who already have health problems. Symptoms of pneumonia include difficulty breathing, coughing, and fever. Diagnostic tests include chest x-rays and blood tests. Treatment depends on the etiology or cause of the pneumonia. If bacterial, then antibiotics would be prescribed. Viral pneumonia resolves with rest and drinking liquids. Preventive measures include washing hands frequently, not smoking, wearing a mask when cleaning dusty or moldy areas. There is also a vaccine for pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial infection which accounts for up to a quarter of all pneumonias. A pulmonary embolism is a sudden blockage in a lung artery. The cause is usually a blood clot in the leg called a deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, that breaks loose and travels through the bloodstream to the lung. Half of the people who experience a pulmonary embolism have no symptoms. If symptoms do occur, they can include shortness of breath, chest pain, or coughing up blood. Symptoms of a blood clot include warmth, swelling, pain or tenderness, and redness of the leg. Pulmonary embolism is a serious condition that can result in permanent damage to the affected lung, low oxygen levels in your blood, and damage to other organs in your body from not receiving adequate oxygen. If the embolus is large or if there are multiple emboli, it may result in death. The goal of treatment is to break up clots and prevent new ones from forming. The final lung disorder that we will discuss in this lecture is pulmonary hypertension. Pulmonary hypertension is high blood pressure in the arteries to your lungs. It is a serious condition for which there are treatments but no cure. With pulmonary hypertension, a patient's blood vessels that carry oxygen-poor blood from the heart to the lungs become hard and narrow. The heart has to work harder to pump the blood through. Over time, the heart weakens and patients can develop heart failure. There are two main types of pulmonary hypertension. One type may be related to past family history, or it can appear for no reason at all. The other type is related to another medical condition, usually a heart or lung disease. Treating pulmonary hypertension involves treating the heart or lung disease, using medicines, oxygen, and sometimes lung transplantation. Here are some key word parts for the respiratory system, along with their meanings. In the third column, you can see some of the medical terms that we can create by combining word parts. You should return to the online medical dictionary to hear the pronunciation and become familiar with the meaning of the created terms. Read this slide and see if you can put your new knowledge about the respiratory system to use. Did you guess asthma attack or status asthmaticus? Asthma is a chronic disease that affects the airways. The inside walls of the airways become sore and swollen. When the airways react, they become narrower and the lungs take in less air. This results in wheezing, coughing, chest tightness, and difficulty in breathing. When the symptoms become worse than usual, it is called an asthma attack or status asthmaticus. Children have smaller airways than adults do, which makes asthma especially serious for them. Children experience the same symptoms that adults do, especially early in the morning or at night. Examples of triggers for asthma include allergens like mold, pollen, animals. Irritants like cigarette smoke or air pollution. Weather, cold air, changes in weather. Exercise. Infections, flu, common cold. Asthma is treated with two kinds of medicines, quick relief to stop symptoms and long-term control medicines to prevent symptoms.